About 9 million Greek voters go to the polls today. The results will either give an unprecedented fourth term to the governing PASOK Socialist Party or will return power to the conservative New Democracy Party for the first time in a decade. The election comes just 5 months before Greece hosts the Summer Olympic Games, games which have been plagued by many construction delays. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Athens.
The two major rivals in this election belong to the country's two major political dynasties. PASOK's George Papandreou is the son of the party's charismatic founder and former Prime Minister Andreas Papandreou and grandson of another Greek premier. New Democracy leader Kostas Karamanlis is the nephew of yet another former Prime Minister Konstantinos Karamanlis, who later became President of Greece. Political consultant Thomas Varvitsiotis says these old political names carry new messages.
At the same time, both of them, George Papandreou and Kostas Karamanlis, are two personalities that they are very new in a way, that they are coming as modernizers and having a strong reputation in the public and having strong ties with their parties, which is something that is important in Greece because parties are very strong here.
The two rival platforms have much in common. Both call for smaller government, privatization, and a strong social welfare program. The American-born and educated Papandreou, who took over at the helm of PASOK only in January, leads a party that's been in power for all but three of the past 23 years. PASOK campaigned highlighting its accomplishments, which include Greece's entry in the European Union, adoption of the euro, improving once hostile relations with neighboring Turkey, and breaking up the November 17 domestic terrorist group which eluded police for nearly three decades. The New Democracy campaign, on the other hand, exploited a strong demand for change in Greek society, focusing on the long ruling party's image of bureaucratic corruption and cronyism. Pollster Antonios Livanio says that for the first time in modern memory, the ideological divisions that long haunted Greek political life have all but disappeared. The bitter memories of the Civil War at the end of World War II and the U.S.-backed military coup in the late 60s.
Greece has become to overcome that, especially the younger voters, who are also the most crucial voters because they are the undecided voters. They do not have almost any memory of the Civil War or of the junta.
And the recent détente with historic enemy Turkey has created a new sense of national security, pushing foreign policy issues to the campaign sidelines. In a sign that Greece is now part of the European mainstream, this campaign has centered on everyday problems. Soaring prices and low wages, high unemployment, a shortage of schoolrooms, and a malfunctioning health system. The one topic markedly absent from the campaign was the Olympic Games to be held in August. Pollster Antonios Livanios.
Olympic Games is out of the elections, out of the political agenda, because all political parties are determined to have a very successful Olympic Games.
However, the new government's immediate challenge will be ensuring that everything is ready in time for the Summer Games, including the tightest security measures ever adopted for the Olympics. The first Summer Games after 9/11 have strained the Greek budget to its limits. Security costs alone are now above $800 million. Many analysts predict the original Olympic budget of $5.8 billion will be largely surpassed, a cost that could weigh heavily on the country's budget for several decades. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.